USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is signing a bill establishing Juneteenth as a federal holiday. Vice President Kamala Harris says Juneteenth was an important day for slaves in Texas.
The enslaved people of Texas learned the news. They learned that they were free, and they claimed their freedom.
Juneteenth marks the end of slavery in the United States. The lawyer who sued to overturn Obamacare tells NBC News the Supreme Court's ruling on Thursday was pure politics.
Congress is once again let off the hook from being forced to deal with the policy consequences of the law that it passed.
Rob Henneke is with the Texas Public Policy Foundation, which represents individual plaintiffs in the case. They argued that Obamacare's individual mandate is unconstitutional. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If your loved one has passed away due to COVID-19, pay close attention to this message. You could be entitled to a death benefit of over $300,000. The U.S. government has set up a fund to pay families relief if they've lost a loved one due to COVID-19. We know this is a hard time for you, and this fund has been set up by the federal government to help ease your pain. The compensation includes a death benefit and lost wages benefit. Time is limited, so we urge you to make a free phone call right now. There's no cost to you for this claim. All legal fees are only covered once you receive your money. So if you've lost a loved one due to COVID-19, call the legal helpline right now to find out if you qualify for a cash award. Here's our number. 800-923-9018. 800-923-9018. 800-923-9018. That's 800-923-9018. Paid for by the IPG Law Group.